Hey, I'm Tim Dotson, and I'm a reporter here at the Bristol Herald Courier. We're continuing to follow updates in the search for Evelyn Mae Boswell. Evelyn is a 15-month-old toddler from Blountville, Tennessee, and she was reportedly last seen in December, although she wasn't officially reported missing to authorities until last week. We're continuing to provide updates and reporting about the circumstances of Evelyn's disappearance as we learn more. On Tuesday, I had the chance to speak with Evelyn's great-grandfather. His name is David Jones, and he spoke with me on the front porch of his home near Kingsport. He said that he thinks Evelyn's mother, Megan Boswell, has more information that she needs to share about her daughter's disappearance. And he said that he witnessed his recently arrested daughter, Angela Boswell, receive a car as a gift earlier this month, despite authorities charging her and her boyfriend with stealing the same vehicle, which was sought in connection to last week's Amber Alert for Evelyn. Jones's daughter is Angela Boswell, and she is Evelyn's grandmother. She was charged last week with theft of over $2,500. She and William McLeod were arrested in Wilkes County, North Carolina on Friday, and they both waived extradition on Monday. Boswell was transferred across the state border to the Sullivan County Jail on Monday evening, and she also has a violation of probation warrant out of Kingsport. And just to be clear, neither Boswell nor McLeod have been charged with the child's disappearance. Here are a few segments of my conversation with David Jones. Again, he's the great-grandfather of Evelyn Mae Boswell.
They're accusing her of stealing that car. The day they gave it to her, they were sitting in my living room. Megan come driving it up into my yard, and her boyfriend following her, and her boyfriend sat right there and said, "I'm giving that car to Angel."
And you're saying now that you witnessed this?
Yes, we did, because it happened in our home.
Gotcha. So you're saying that Megan had the car, the BMW...
Yeah, she drove it here to give to my daughter. And now they're saying she stole it. How do you steal something somebody gives to you?
Gotcha. And so you were here and you personally saw.
Personally.
Gotcha.
They pulled the car up in the yard, shut it off, it wouldn't start. They asked me to come out and see if I could help them get it started, which I did. And they... Hunter,
yeah,
told my daughter, said in a couple of days we'll go get the title put in your name.
And is Hunter the boyfriend of Megan?
He's also lying. And Megan said that she was buying it for my daughter. That's a blatant lie. She doesn't have money to buy a setting hen, much less a car. Hunter gave that car to my daughter.
And so, do you know about when this happened, when the car was given to Angela?
It was Sunday before last, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So, about a little over a week ago. Gotcha.
But anyway, they pulled it right up in my driveway and shut it off, and they'd been having trouble with the battery, Hunter said. But after that, for some reason, it began starting okay, but he gave the car to her.
Yeah. And so you're saying Hunter, the boyfriend of Megan,
right,
gave, you saw him give the car to...
Exactly. I mean, it's not hearsay.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah, so you saw him give the car to Angela, like give her the keys.
The keys, and told her they would go get the title in a couple of days.
Gotcha. So
you're
hearing that, you know, the reason I got your address is because it was from the charging papers from when she was in court. She appeared in court via video this morning for the theft charge.
She was staying here, obviously. A lot of this is her stuff here.
This is Angela's stuff?
She stayed here a couple of weeks, but then she left.
You're saying Angela?
Yeah.
Okay. And Megan didn't live here or live with you?
God, no. They're gonna, I mean, when they get to the bottom of it, Megan Boswell will be, whatever's happened to that child, that's where the source is.
And did you ever, I'm sorry, I don't want to take too much of your time, but did you ever meet Evelyn, and were you close with? Because she's your she's your great granddaughter, right?
But she never brought her to. The last time we saw Evelyn was about a week before Thanksgiving. Megan brought her here for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. And then Megan would come back, and my wife would say, "Why don't you bring Evelyn, let us see her?" So that was when she was on the story that Ethan had her.
Okay.
One that's in the service.
So she said that Ethan had her daughter. Mm-hmm. And this was about when?
Well, like I said, the last time we saw her was about a week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But Megan, if my daughter had taken Evelyn, the 2 weeks that my daughter stayed here, Megan was here every day with Hunter. They were hanging with my daughter every day for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Why would you hang with somebody that took your child?
So you're saying earlier this month, when the car exchange happened, Angela was living with you all.
Yep.
For about 2 weeks.
Yep.
And during that 2 week period, you're saying that Megan and her boyfriend Hunter came over here about every day, during those 2 weeks.
Sometimes twice a day.
And so what you're saying is, if Angela had taken Evelyn, why would she hang out with her?
Hanging with her every day. Does that make sense to you?
You know, I hear your question. And have you been interviewed by police at all about this, or?
Well, the detectives have been here several times.
Okay.
And WCYB's been here, but I'm not going to do an interview with them.
Okay.
Because they tend to twist around what you say. And I'm, for my daughter's good, I need to keep clear in my mind what happened that we know about, which is not much, except about the car mostly, and when we last saw Evelyn.
And again, just to make sure I'm correct on what you're telling me, because I want to make sure we're accurate too, you're saying that you last saw Evelyn before Thanksgiving, in November. And the other thing is that earlier this month, there was about a 2 week period where you said Angela was living with you.
Yes.
And during those 2 weeks, you're saying Megan and her boyfriend Hunter came here
every day for that 2 week period.
Okay.
Every day. And I mean, I've been wanting to tell somebody this. I'm not going to do an interview on TV. They might as well stay away from here. They've been here 2-3 times. But I will tell you.
Wow.
What I know, but we just don't know a lot, except Megan keeps changing her story about where the child is.
Yeah. And Angela, before she lived with you, do you know about when she stopped living with you?
It wasn't this, it was on a Tuesday, actually, 2 weeks ago. But anyway, she came in and said, "Dad, I'm going to a motel." And I said, "Well, where are you going?" But she didn't tell me. And that was the last we actually heard from her until all this started going about.
Gotcha.
And then I saw on TV her car and her tag number, and they were looking for her.
Yeah.
And I did try to contact her then, and I couldn't get a hold of her. So.
Gotcha. And do you have any just like gut feeling about what's happened or where Evelyn might be or what happened?
Not really. I mean, I do know Megan knows where the child is.
Gotcha.
And it's not anywhere that concerned my daughter, I can guarantee you that. But she's changed her story a half a dozen times.
And has that been not just in, I know she's done a few TV interviews,
yeah.
But I mean, has she been talking with you and your family members about it?
She's not going to talk to me.
And
she's not allowed here. So, but she wouldn't do that anyway. I mean, try to contact us knowing what she's done. She'll do anything she can do to avert the attention away from her, and that's what she's doing.
Gotcha. And just real briefly, like, what do you hope are the next steps in all of this? I know there's a lot of attention on your family and on the search for Evelyn.
Be arrested.
You think Megan does?
Yes. And some way or another, the truth brought out. I mean, I don't know. It's just the way it's looking, it's not going to end well. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But Megan knows the truth. She's good at what she's doing.
Yeah. What you did personally witness, though, again, was Evelyn here before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
You saw, Megan and her boyfriend coming here to visit with Angela.
Yeah, and the day they gave my daughter the car, Megan was driving it. She pulled up in her yard, and her boyfriend was following her. And he sat right here in my living room and said, "I'm giving the car to Angel, and that we're going to go in a couple of days and get the tags for it in her name."
Was there a reason they were giving the car to Angela?
He at first said he was going to give her a pickup truck. And then he said, "Well, I've got a car I can give her that would better suit her to take her kids around to doctors and here and wherever she needed to go."
And I guess lastly, recently you haven't seen Megan, or you don't even...
and don't want to see her.
Gotcha.
Because she's caused this whole family, not only my side, but the Boswell side, so much grief about this that nothing like this has ever happened in our family before.
Yeah.
And I just think that when they do find out the truth, Megan will be at the bottom of it.
And for you, so Megan is your granddaughter.
Yes, and granddaughter or not, truth's the truth.
And were you close with Megan or not?
Not really, because she didn't really come around that much. Mostly, if my daughter was here, she would come. But this last 2-week period, they were here every day.
Gotcha. And that 2-week period, again, was it at the start of this month in February?
Uh-huh.
So it was all pretty recent.
Yeah, it was all recent. But Megan has, like I said, even from what the detectives are saying, has already given a half a dozen conflicting stories about this. And I would think, I don't know what the law is on it, or what... how much evidence or whatever they have to hold her, but I don't know if there's a reason why they're doing it, but they're letting her go, but they arrest my daughter. Yeah. Of course, I know she violated probation, and we didn't know that.
Yeah.
That she had violated it, had no idea. Angel type person, she more or less keeps to herself. She doesn't tell us a lot. But.
And you call her Angel. a little bit of a nickname for Angela.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And but she just doesn't tell us a whole lot about what's going on.
And again, it sounds like you're kind of skeptical about why would Megan come visit with Angel if Angel had taken her daughter.
Exactly. Why would you do that? She hung with her all day long, every day.
And I guess lastly, did you ever talk about Evelyn with Megan when she was visiting you earlier this month?
My wife would, like I said, every time that she came over, Megan, bring Evelyn, let us see her.
Yeah.
You know, it's her great-granddaughter. And she'd say, "Well, I'm going to get her on a certain day. I'll bring her." Well, that never...
Yeah.
2 or 3 times she'd say, "I'll get her Friday and bring her over. I'll get her Sunday." She never did.
Gotcha.
In my opinion, she was already gone or whatever.
Gotcha. Well, David, thank you for letting us talk with you. I appreciate it.
Thank you to David Jones for being willing to talk with me. And just to add a couple other details, Megan Boswell has not returned inquiries about the case from the Bristol Herald Courier, but we will certainly bring you updates if we do have the chance to speak with Evelyn's mother. And for his part, Megan's ex-boyfriend, Hunter Wood, he did not offer any specific comments on the case when I approached him on Tuesday afternoon. He told me that he cannot talk to anybody about the case at this moment.